And then, of course, we see people now across America being told they don't have to pay their rent, and the government telling landlords that they have absolutely no recourse. Caleb Kruckenberg joins us, an attorney for the New Civil Liberties Alliance, on this unlawful CDC order halting evictions. I mean, this is just crazy. Caleb, welcome to the Shilling Show. Thanks for joining us today.
Thank you very much.
All right. If you would quickly tell us about the New Civil Liberties Alliance for people who are not familiar with your organization.
Sure. So the New Civil Liberties Alliance is a nonprofit, nonpartisan litigation organization that was founded to push back against the administrative state. And what I mean by that is, instead of Congress passing laws and courts interpreting laws, what we see increasingly is administrative agencies like the CDC passing laws and acting like the normal branches of government. They're taking over that authority. And so my organization fights back, and we stop the agencies from abusing their power like that.
Well, I'm very glad you're there and that you're doing this. Now, this CDC order, I don't know that it was widely publicized. A lot of people probably missed it. I was shocked that the CDC was issuing such an order. I think it goes back to the purpose of your organization. Can you tell us what happened?
Well, I think everyone was really shocked. About a week and a half ago, the CDC, just sort of under the radar, slipped out this order where they said that effective immediately, as soon as we sign this order, no landlord anywhere in the United States is allowed to try to evict someone for not paying their rent. And the CDC order actually said, no matter what state law says, we have now rewritten state law across the country, and no one can follow legal eviction proceedings, no matter how much their tenants owe them.
So this is a blanket ruling that affects the entire United States of America?
Well, it doesn't affect American Samoa. That's the only place it exempts. But yes, and it claims to not only rewrite state law, but it actually makes it into a federal crime. According to the order, if you are a landlord and you go to court and you get an eviction order against your tenant who hasn't paid you, no matter how much mm-hmm. they owe you, it is a crime to try to evict them.
So this to me is a signal, and I know there are people on the left who are disseminating information like this as soon as they get it, that people can just have the ollie oxen free, and just stop paying rent. I mean, there's a lot of people with character who wouldn't do that, but there are a lot of people without character who would see it as a chance to take advantage of a situation and just stop.
I think you're absolutely right. And, you know, it not only does it mean landlords are stuck where they can't get rent, but it means that they're on the hook to try to provide housing. They still mm-hmm. have to provide utilities. They have to provide safe housing. And actually, if they don't, they can get sued, and they can owe money to their tenant, no matter how much the tenant refuses to pay.
This is really outrageous. We're talking with Caleb Kruckenberg, attorney for the NCLA, on the CDC order. So I've got to wonder, first of all, do we have any information about whether this, whether this was cleared by the administration, whether they have approval? Has the president or any member of the administration made a comment about this?
Well, a few weeks ago, the president issued an executive order directing the CDC to consider their authority on eviction moratorium. And then, you know, lo and behold, a few weeks later, we get this order coming out from, you know, the head of the agency. And this person who issued the order, you know, they're not a lawmaker. They're a doctor. And they have, you know, they're supposed to be dealing with public health. And then suddenly we have this order that claims to rewrite real estate law, you know, across the country.
Tell us, if you would please, Caleb, about the case of Virginia resident Rick Brown.
Sure. So my client is, you know, just a typical small landlord. He has a few properties here in Virginia, and he has one of his tenants who has just refused to pay him. She owes him about $8,000, and this is on a $900 a month rent. Mm-hmm. So obviously this is not a new problem. You know, and normally what he would be able to do is go evict his tenant, so that he can try to rent the property to someone else. But because of the order, he's stuck. He has to keep providing the house. He has to keep paying for utilities, and he has no options now. So, you know, we sued, and we're trying to stop this order. We're trying to get an order from the court saying this entire eviction memo is invalid and it shouldn't be applied against anyone. But, you know, my client, he's just an ordinary person who's fed up with having to pay for a tenant that just refuses to pay rent.
So we have the same issue here in Virginia, though, I mean, where the governor has asked the Supreme Court, and I know they recently said they weren't going to extend it, but I think other localities are looking into this. And so I don't see how it's legal for anybody to do this, whether it's the federal or state level, unless you are reimbursing me. You have confiscated my property and my source of income. So why isn't the government at least forced to reimburse if they're telling us, as citizens, landlords, that we cannot collect our rents?
Well, I think that's right. And I'll tell you, I actually got connected with Mr. Brown, first of all, because of the Virginia order.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I was starting to talk to him after the Supreme Court of Virginia issued their order because I thought it was wrong. And, you know, we were looking at filing a lawsuit there. And then, you know, lo and behold, the CDC stepped in and they took it over. I mean, in Virginia right now, there's not a local moratorium because I think the Supreme Court said, oh, if the CDC is going to do it, we'll just let them. But that doesn't mean it's right. Nobody should be doing this.
Exactly. And the other question is, does this apply to commercial landlords as well? Or is it residential only? Do you know?
Well, so it's only residential tenants.
Okay.
And what's interesting, though, is it doesn't apply to mortgages. So if you don't pay your mortgage,
mm-hmm.
then they can still kick you out of the house. But what's interesting is my client, he pays a mortgage on his rental property.
Mm-hmm.
He still has to pay it. And if he doesn't, you know, potentially the bank could take over the house. But then I don't even think they could get rid of the tenant.
And then, of course, you've got taxes as well. And I don't think any of these localities are giving us a holiday on our taxes. It's just not happening.
No. All right.
Let's go to the phones here. We're talking about this issue of the unlawful CDC order halting evictions. And our guest is Caleb Kruckenberg, attorney with the NCLA. Greg, go right ahead, please. I got just about a minute for you.
Okay. Under the Fifth Amendment, you cannot seize individual property without just compensation. That's just it. It supersedes all administrative state laws. And this is a segue to Marxism and communism. This is what the left wants. They want to supersede the Constitution. If I owned a piece of property, they'd be out in 48 hours. And I would just charge them with trespassing if they didn't leave, and their stuff would be on the street. I do feel sorry for people who have that kind of problem. I know they're struggling, but we all got to work and pay our mortgages. And I would just go to the court and say, look, under the Fifth Amendment, you didn't compensate me for my property you seized by the CCDC order, so I don't want to hear any more about it. And, of course, you would have a liberal judge that would break the law, too. I'll just get you a comment on that.
Okay, go right ahead, please. You can respond, Caleb.
Well, I mean, that's why we brought this lawsuit. You know, this is absolutely wrong. I couldn't agree with you more that it's not right for the CDC to do this. And, you know, we're optimistic. We filed our lawsuit in Atlanta, which is where the CDC is headquartered. And, you know, we're hoping they're going to issue an order saying, no, you just can't do this. It's not legal. You can't take people's property like this.
Caleb, how can we get more information on the new Civil Liberties Alliance and support your efforts?
You can go to our website. It's nclalegal.org. We have information about this case and lots of other cases. Like I said, we have lawsuits all over the country anytime the administrative state does something that they shouldn't be doing.
We're grateful for your efforts and wish you the best, and I hope that you'll keep us posted on this particular case.
Absolutely. Thank you very much.
Thank you.